It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two wildfires continue to grow in western Colorado. The Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction has burned nearly 60,000 acres, while the Grizzly Creek fire has become the country's highest priority for firefighting crews. CPR's Dina Sieg says it's now at about 4,600 acres.
It's burning just a few miles from Glenwood Springs and has forced the evacuations of homes near Glenwood Canyon, where the blaze started Monday afternoon. Interstate 70 has been closed since, with no estimate for reopening. Fire officials say traffic jams from people detouring onto smaller mountain roads are a big safety issue. And they say firefighters are a long way from putting out the flames, with hot temperatures and no rain in the forecast. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Glenwood Springs businesses are hurting because of the nearby fire and the shutdown interstate closing a major supply route. Danny Enos at Red Mountain Wine and Spirits says getting supplies was already a struggle during the pandemic. Sales have been up and down since March.
I know that things are going to change, and they've been changing weekly with everything happening in the world, but I think that we'll get through.
Tobacco sellers in Denver are often close to one of the city's public schools. Half of Denver schools are within about two city blocks of a tobacco retailer. That's according to a new study that mapped those outlets in 30 major U.S. cities. The industry argues it has strong policies like ID checks in place to prevent sales to minors. Joe McCloskey represents more than 125 Colorado vape shops. He supports rules requiring retailers to be a certain distance from schools.
Having more distance between schools and any place that sells nicotine is a good thing.
New city rules require tobacco retailers to be at least 1,000 feet away from schools, but existing retailers will be able to apply for an exemption. Colorado health officials are working to coordinate a statewide wastewater testing initiative designed to catch local COVID-19 outbreaks. Public Health Manager Nicole Rowan says 16 different wastewater authorities will collect samples and send them for testing.
And when we look at the number of customers that these wastewater entities serve, it makes up about 60 to 65% of Colorado's population.
The state is committing over $500,000 to the new testing initiative. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.